Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 25th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 19.5 cents at 583.75. September wheat up 11 cents at 770. And November beans up 30.25 cents at 1346. The meal was up $17. Oil down 32 ticks. We opened up higher off of the news of Russia sending that missile into the port in Odessa. The Ukrainians claim it shouldn't have much impact, and they still intend to export 5 to 6 million metric tons of grain out of there every month. So we'll see if that comes to fruition or whether the Russians want to get tough and start, you know, taking out some of these ships. I'm surprised the Russians, you know, couldn't even wait 24 hours to violate any agreements they had. So the Russian deal was the thing that gave us the initial higher prices overnight and first thing here this morning. We then backed off from those highs after the opening. We broke, you know, 10 cents in beans. We broke about 20 cents in wheat. We broke about 12 cents in corn. And then we came back again later. And I think the comeback was due more to the weather than anything else. Next week, it looks hotter and drier. Kansas, Nebraska, again. Temperatures, not nearly as hot as they've been, but temperatures 91 to 97 degrees, depending on where they're at, and very little rain out here. Most of the country has had a pretty good drink of rain. Nebraska, Kansas got some good rains here today. But we'll see what the crop ratings say. The average guess on the crop ratings for tonight is down 1 percentage point in corn and beans. I'm kind of surprised that they're going to be down. I thought they'd be steady, maybe even one higher with all these rains we've had. I'm a firm believer that, you know, these rains aren't too late to help the corn in many areas out here. But we'll see what the crop ratings say tonight. Export inspections were down about 25% on corn. Came in at 724,000 metric tons. The wheat was more than double last week at 475, and the beans were off about 50,000 metric tons, coming in at 388. They're looking for 82% of the wheat to be harvested tonight, and spring wheat ratings about the same at 71%, good to excellent. You know, these guys haven't been great on these weather forecasts. You know, the drought that we were expecting, you know, it certainly hasn't come to the fruition that a lot of them thought it would. Yes, it's hot and dry where we know it is, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, North Carolina. But the vast majority of the country has had some pretty good rains out here. And next week, we'll see if we actually get those high temperatures, and we'll see if it stays dry. But generally, once you break these patterns, you should start seeing a little bit more rain out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.